Unit 2. Tape script 2.1. Marco Polo, 1254 to 1324.
Marco Polo was the first person to travel the entire 8,000-kilometre length of the Silk Route, the main trade link between Cathay, China, and the West for over 2,000 years. He was born in Venice, the son of a merchant. In 1271, when he was 17, he set off for China. The journey took him 4 years. His route led him through Persia, Afghanistan, and Mongolia. He travelled by boat, but mainly on horseback, and he frequently got lost. He was met by the Emperor Kublai Khan. He was one of the first Europeans to visit the territory, and he travelled extensively. He went over mountain ranges, down rivers, and across deserts. He stayed in China for 17 years. When he left, he took back a fortune in gold and jewellery. He arrived back home in 1295. He wrote a book called The Travels of Marco Polo, which gave Europeans their first information about China and the Far East.
Tommy Willis, Backpacker in Asia.
Tommy Willis is in Fiji. He's on a 9-month backpacking trip round Southeast Asia. He flew into Bangkok 5 months ago. Since then, he's been to Vietnam, Hong Kong, South Korea, and Japan. He's visited royal palaces and national parks in South Korea and climbed to the summit of Mount Fuji in Japan. He's been staying in cheap hostels, along with a lot of other young people. "I've met a lot of really great people, but it hasn't all been easy," said Tommy. "I've had diarrhea a few times, and I've been pickpocketed once. I've also been mugged, which was really scary." Apart from that, his only worry is the insects. He's been stung all over his body. He's been travelling mainly by public transport, bus, train, and ferry, but when he's been able to afford it, he's also taken the occasional plane. He's looking forward to taking things easy for another week, then setting off again for Australia. "Once you've got the travel bug, it becomes very hard to stay in the same place for too long," he said.